Good afternoon, everyone. It is great to see you all back as we have gathered here to worship together and a fellowship with one another. I'm so glad to have you all here, and it's good to see each and every one of you here today. This afternoon, my lesson is entitled Choices Matter, which will be taken from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12. If you brought your Bibles with you, if you want to be turning that, I'm going to go over that in just a moment. But if you didn't, I'll read that in just a moment. The book of Ecclesiastes is a gem that we need to read often in our lives. As a matter of fact, a few weeks ago, I was studying for a sermon for a graveside service for an individual that had passed away, and I was in the third chapter of Ecclesiastes where Solomon is talking about there's a time and a season for everything under the sun, which is typically something that we usually share to the families of those that have lost loved ones. But after I concluded that, I continue on reading in Ecclesiastes, which is a very interesting read. So if you haven't read that in a while, I encourage you to do that because it reminds us of the real purpose of life. The book records Solomon's quest to find the real meaning of life as we read that. And as we know Solomon's life, he has searched everywhere and left very few stones unturned. He had everything that he desired at his fingertips, everything that I think that people would want to have in this life, but most importantly that we know that he had was wisdom from God. And at his conclusion of this life and this life that he lived, he said it was all vanity, all vanity. And some people may consider Solomon as greedy or not content because he was able to have all of these things, but we sometimes forget that God also gave him wisdom. And so by the ultimate conclusion of one of the best known passages, I believe, that's in the Bible, Solomon concludes by saying this in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. You see, Solomon's conclusion is that if we want a true meaning in life, we need to have two things, and that is the fear of God or reverence of God, and secondly, to obey him by keeping all of his commandments. The reason for this is given in 14, because God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing. The fact is, one day we're all going to stand before God and give an answer for the way that we have lived our lives. To some, many take light of this. We don't think about this enough. So tonight, I want to talk to you a little bit about the judgment, but what I want to emphasize is how everything we do counts in this life. We live in a religious world, I believe, that many want to skip the godly life, the coming to church, the worshiping, and go straight to the eternal life with no conditions attached at all. They want to live however they want and still expect God to save them in the end. That's the once saved, always saved mentality that some people have in their life in other modified forms. But we didn't know that God will hold us accountable for the way that we live our lives even after we become a Christian. We need to know that everything that we do is seen by God and will be weighed as we stand in the final judgment. And not just the so-called big things that we do in life, but also the little things and the little choices that we make in life as well. Choices matter in all aspects of our life. So tonight I want to observe some of these things about the path that we choose to take in this life. It is once said that we are who we are in the result of the choices that we make in our lives. Life is full of choices, and the Bible continues to speak of those two paths that we must take or we must choose. They are the path of good and the path of evil. And they're described in many different ways throughout the scripture. And I want to share just a few of those with you this evening. First of all, Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, he says the broad way and the narrow way is how he describes the paths. He also says in Matthew chapter 6 and 24, says, no one can serve two masters, for he will either hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Joshua chapter 24 and verse 15 says, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. In Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 15, it says, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love your Lord your God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgment, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away, so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over Jordan to go in and possess. And lastly, Paul in Romans chapter 6 and verse 16 through 18 says this, do you not know that to whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness. But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered, and having been set free from sin, you have become slaves of righteousness. All of these passages speak of two paths that we face in this life, the good path and the evil path. And we have to choose each day which path we will go down. You think of all the choices that we have when we step out of bed each morning. Each choice that we make is choosing one way or the other. And we're continually choosing that path each day. In life, there is no such thing as standing still. You are either moving forward or you're going backwards. You're falling behind. Everything we do is drawing us closer to God or farther away from Him. That is something that we should all think about. Everything we do each day is either bringing us closer or farther away from our Lord. Every word that we speak, every way that we act, everywhere that we go, and everything we choose or choose not to do determines that direction we're going. I'll remind you of Solomon's words again. God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether it be good or it be bad. Another thing is the choices that we make on a daily basis determines the direction that we're going in our lives. One of the reasons I'm presenting this lesson tonight is that I want us to think about the choices that we make today, how they will have an impact on who we become tomorrow. It's very rare that one makes a drastic change in their lives overnight, either a good change or a bad change. It's usually a product of a series of changes in one's life. These changes can either be for the good or for the bad. And we all have known someone in our lives that may have been bad at one time, but turned into a good person. It usually took a few weeks or months or even years to become good. And we've all known that good person, too, that has turned bad. Eventually, they just changed that way. When King Saul became his reign, he was humbled and feared God. In 1 Samuel chapter 11, it talks about this. But in time, he began making choices that led him down the wrong path. We see people in our lives that do the same thing. He would offer sacrifices he was not authorized to do. And we see that in our life today. We see that in a lot of churches today. Then he would only partially obey God. We see that in people's lives too. Some people want to choose some of the things they want to obey and some of the things that they don't. This led him eventually to becoming very evil, and chances are his transformation didn't come overnight, but over time. An addict or a drug addict doesn't become a drug addict overnight usually. It usually is a daily use before they become an addict, and one doesn't fall away overnight either. Hebrews chapter 2 and 1 says that we drift away. When you're drifting, you're not going to one place to another place quickly. You're drifting away while everything else in life is passing you up. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 1 speaks of newborn babes desiring pure milk of the word that they may grow thereby. And so we all know as we become Christians, it isn't just something that we get baptized and then all of a sudden we're a good and faithful Christian. It takes work to do that over time. We need to think about these little choices that we make on a daily basis. It's the little things that will help us reach our goal, such as our prayers each day, Bible study, whether it be at home or coming to church with our brethren here to study, acts of kindness to each other, our attitudes, our thoughts. All of these things keep us moving in the right direction. They're just little choices. And our failures that complete us from not making these and moving forward get in the way. A lot of times I feel that we sometimes get caught up in the big picture, the big scheme of our life, and we start looking at the finish line. What many people are doing, I believe, are taking the express lane to get them there, much like we do at Brookshire's or something. We go to express lane to get in and get out. I think some people in life try to do the same thing. But Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. There's only one path that will get you there. You know, I come really concerned with preachers when they dismiss any sins in someone's life. And we're seeing that in our world today that some people say, well, these little small sins that we have in your life, that's okay. God loves you. He's going to send you to heaven anyways. He'll forgive you. Preachers that emphasize on the hope without warning of the straight and narrow way as we're leading these people down the wrong path. Now, we do have that hope, and we are thankful by the grace of God that we have the opportunity to be saved. But we also need to know that no sins will be accepted by God in our lives. We cannot yield even for a moment of those sins. While we still need to have our eye focused on that goal, on the prize in heaven, we must never forget that to reach that we must keep moving forward every day. The race analogy that we often hear that is used in several passages kind of motivates us to get there. One of those is in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24 and 27. It reminds us that we are in a long-distance race for the prize. And even Paul realized at a point in his life that he could lose the race, which is why he kept on moving forward and disciplining his body each day. Philippians chapter 3 and verses 12 and 14 speaks of Paul running this race. He kept pressing on, reaching forward and pressing toward the goal. But how did Paul press toward the goal? One step at a time. Each choice that he made, little or big choice, made him step a little forward. When it comes to our eternity, we can't afford to stop and do nothing. We have to do something to make these steps and these choices. There are many who think they can finish the race by simply not doing anything evil. And we hear that a lot. I'm not a bad person. You know, I don't do these certain things. But doing nothing is not an acceptable alternative in our life. Let me remind you about the one talent man in Matthew chapter 25 who tried to do nothing. He was condemned. Or what about Revelation chapter 3 and verse 14 that describes the lukewarm church? They were neither hot nor cold. They were spewed out of the mouth. James chapter 1 verses 22 and 24 says, but be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. James 4 and 17 says, therefore to him who knows to do good and does not do it, to him it is a sin. And Paul says in Galatians chapter 6 and 9, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. The question that each of us must ask is, what path will I choose? In closing tonight, a question, why must I make a choice? We all live in a world that tries its hardest to avoid making hard and meaningful choices. Far too many people in our world want to pass the buck or the blame on someone else. Their problems are not their fault. They're someone else's fault. Solomon realized why we must make a choice. Again, Ecclesiastes says, for God will bring every work, everything, every choice into judgment, including those things that we do in secret, not just those bad things that we don't want anybody to know about, but also the good that we do when nobody knows about it either. We'll be judged for both of those things. Let us remind ourselves that one day we will have to stand before the judgment. Hebrews chapter 9, 27 says, there is a day coming. We all have to make that, we're all going to be at that appointment that is appointed to death, and after that, judgment. And we will be judged for those things that we do. Romans 14, 10 says, on that day we will give an account for the lives that we have lived. And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 12 that every idle word we speak will be accounted for. Everything. He remembers the good too, according to Matthew chapter 10 and 42. I'm also reminded of the widow with the two mites in the book of Mark chapter 12. When Jesus was there and all of these people were making their offerings, these rich people were putting all these monies in the plate, and the poor widow woman came and put two little coins in the plate. But it was all she had. It was a little thing that meant so much. And so we could see why small choices are so important. Every choice matters in our life. Let me remind you and ourselves that after judgment, all of us will spend eternity somewhere. In this life, we can go many different roads, many different paths, and end up in many different places. But in life, we have two paths that we can take. The evil and the good. And those who choose wisely will end up in heaven, and those who choose unwisely will end up in hell. Where you spend eternity is up to you. It's y'all's choice. It's an individual choice that we have to realize. Now, God doesn't want any of us to perish. That's why he sent his only son to die for our sins. And through his death, burial, and resurrection, we have that hope in life, but we still have a choice to make. So I ask you tonight, if you're not a Christian, he tells you what you need to do, and that is to obey the gospel. That's a big choice that you have to make. If you are a Christian, but you are guilty of sin, he tells you what to do as well. And Acts chapter 8 and verse 22 says, repent and pray that the Lord may forgive you. 1 John chapter 1 and 9 says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins. You have a choice to make. And if you are a faithful Christian and have been doing the will of God, you can choose to keep going. And Ephesians 5:15 says, be very careful then how you live, not as the unwise, but as the wise. You know, sometimes in life we can be discouraged. There are many things that happen into our life that get us down and discouraged. We continually come in crossroads in our life, which we have to make a choice. We have to choose which direction we're going to take. The lesson is a simple reminder tonight that we need to make the right choice and why we need to make the right choices. It has been my goal tonight to remind us all that we cannot quit, we cannot give up. We've got to keep moving forward. And every choice that we make matters. What about you all tonight? What path are you choosing? If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, you haven't obeyed the gospel, the choice is yours tonight, the choice that only you can make. Or if you are a Christian and you have that sin and your guilt and that guilt in your life that's keeping you away from God and doing what God wants you to do, you have a choice to come forward tonight and allow the church to pray with you to restore you back from Christ. And I hope that y'all will do that. That's my lesson tonight. Choices do matter. If y'all have any need tonight, I ask you to come forward while we stand and while we sing.